at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this last day of July, July 31st, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Jonathan Deek. He is part of the Institute for Family Justice. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hey, good morning, Randy.
Wanted to have you on today because every time I have you on, text messages come in asking for your contact information. I have a gentleman that was referred actually from one of our listeners up in the UP. He had a friend downstate that was having some issues. I gave him your contact information. One of the things I think people need to understand, and you do a very good job, every time you come on, we back up the bus, even though you've said this before. For the new listeners listening, especially in this time slot, explain to people your basic experience in learning about dealing with family court, friend of the court, going through a divorce, having custody issues with your ex-wife, all the things that you and all your team members, part of your Institute for Family Justice, you guys have gone through. Explain to the audience basically what is the Institute for Family Justice and what is your mission statement? What are you hoping to accomplish?
Sure. Our mission statement is, you know, ensuring equal rights for both parents and children, because children should not have to lose. And what we really do is we really help parents going through this to, you know, enforce their parental rights. Our goal is to just see pretty much every child with 50-50 access to both parents, because we don't live in a perfect world. We don't have perfect parents. All we have are imperfect parents. And the current system, if you don't really and try to go for 50-50, you know, you're just going to become a visitor in your child's life, because it's just a mudslinging match generally. You know, it's just like, well, you did this or they did that. You know, you really have to be able to make strong arguments to say that, you know, I'm not perfect, the other parent's not perfect, but our children have a right to both of us. And so what we do is we guide parents through this situation and, you know, help give them model motions. We give them the case law. We give them the rules of court, you know, so that they can work with their attorney to make sure the rights are being enforced. And our goal is, you know, eventually we're going to pick up some lawyers, and we're going to be providing pro bono appellate representation. And what that means is, if you had a good case and you wanted the rights to your children and for some reason you weren't able to get them, you know, we'll look at the case and we'll see if the judge made a mistake. And if we believe the judge made a mistake, we'll pick up your appeal for free and we'll take that case all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary for you.
Now, one of the things the gentleman who texted me said that the judge, the friend of the court, had court ordered him to pay child support. And he said, I don't know where they got their numbers. I don't know how they did the calculations. He said, but based on my net paycheck after taxes, the check I actually get every Friday from my employer, there's no way I can afford to pay this amount of child support. And it's almost like he said it was set up in order to basically cause him to fail and not be able to make his payments, because he can't afford it with his living expenses, his house, his vehicle, his insurances, the gas, all the things, the electric bill that he has to pay to maintain his own residency. He said, Randy, there's no way I could afford to do this. I need help. I need an attorney. And Jonathan, this unfortunately is pretty much protocol. This is a standard. Now, more and more of these guys are contacting me, having you on the show, and they're saying, dude, this court system is impossible to deal with. There's no way I can live up to these mandates that they're forcing me to do. This happens a lot. You guys get a lot of this type of feedback from the people that are contacting you?
child support is a huge issue that we deal with, actually. You know, it's really unfortunate that they base child support off of like a percentage of income. Right. And, you know, they try to calculate that either based upon like what your last three tax returns were. And if they think, and it's really unfortunate, I don't really understand why they do this, but they do this. So if the court looks at you and who you are, and for some reason they decide that you're underemployed and that they think you should be making more money, they will do what they call is called imputation of income. And they will raise your child support to levels that they believe that you should be making. You know, I don't understand how they decide to go against the Constitution and create slavery and involuntary servitude. That's effectively what they're doing when they decide to when they arbitrarily decide what somebody is worth. I had the thing happen to me recently. Every single time they've calculated my child support, it's always been more than I'm making. And I just found out recently that the front of the court seems to think that I like graduated from Indiana University and that I have a bachelor's degree already. You know, and the mother of my children does have a bachelor's degree, but I had to correct the record with them. I had to say, no, actually, I have 30 credits, and I wasn't that great of a student at that time. I am going to college now, and now I'm an A student, but I don't have a degree. And so it's really unfortunate. The front of the court just makes up their arbitrary mind about facts, and then they charge you child support based upon it, which, you know, is against the prohibition against involuntary servitude and slavery.
Yeah. Well, again, like they should have the ability to say, you know, look at your skill set, look at your education. You know, you should be making $100,000 a year, even though you're not. And then they're going to impute the child support based on what they think you should be making in the free market. I mean, it's I don't even understand how they're getting away with this. So this is basically your guys' mission. This is what you're standing up and organizing and providing information to, so that people caught in these circumstances can have information on how to fight it and basically defend their rights.
That's absolutely correct. And they get away with it because they take your income before you ever see it. So if they take your paycheck and they just cut it in half instantly, and you're trying to figure out how to pay your rent or pay your car payment, you know, pay your insurance, you won't have the money for an appellate lawyer. You'll spend all that you have plus all that you can borrow litigating for your children. That's what the common price is, no matter who I've talked to, whether it's $10,000 or over $2 million with one of my partners, right? You know, that they've spent on their custody case, right? And by the time they finally get through the trial and they get an order, they've spent all they have, right? And all that they can borrow, and then they lose, and they're like, oh, well, to appeal, it's going to be three times what you spent. And so what we're really lacking is appeals for these types of cases so that we can really get some better opinions out of the Supreme Court, which is why I'm building this pro bono appellate law firm, because when these cases come up and we have the right cases, these appeals need to happen so that we can rein in the state.
Absolutely. Well, the bottom line is this is happening not only here in Michigan, but it's happening across the country. You guys have board members and people involved in Institute for Family Justice all across the country. And one of the things I find very interesting is it's not a situation where this is a red state, blue state situation. It's happening basically everywhere.
Yeah, this is just a nationwide issue right now. This is happening in every state. And actually, it's happening in other nations too, right? It's happening in Europe and in France. You know, I've dealt with some people doing this internationally as well. This is actually a worldwide issue right now.
Unbelievable. Well, if you guys would like the information to get a hold of Jonathan at his Institute for Family Justice, just text me FAMILY. I've set up a folder in my phone that auto replies back with his contact information, but you do have to text me FAMILY. Text me the word FAMILY. My phone will auto send you back his contact information, his website, his phone number, as well as their address. Explain, Jonathan, the need for you guys. Explain your setup, the way the Institute for Family Justice is set up, as far as people wanting to donate to help you build up this trust fund for attorney representation. Explain that process to the people.
Yes, so we're a nonprofit organization, and the way that we're building it is we're building it to operate off of the interest from a trust. because I feel like this doesn't need to happen for 1 year or 2 years or 10 years. I want this to last forever. And so we're building this trust in South Dakota where they have dynasty trust that lasts forever. And so once we get a large enough endowment in there to where we can operate with and start hiring attorneys, once it's going, this will last forever, you know. And as we grow, you know, every $10 million at a conservative 5% interest gives you about $500,000 a year in interest to be able to litigate. And so once we get this institution fully running, it not only will restore the rights of children to be able to have parents in their life, but it will be able to defend those rights for eternity.
Well, one of the things that I know a lot of people text me after the show every time they hear you, and one of the things that they ask is, what do they charge? Explain to the folks how you guys are operating with folks that do call you for information.
We don't charge a dime.
That's it? You don't charge a dime? Period? End of story?
End of story. We do not charge.
Hmm. So it is truly a nonprofit. If you're not taking any money from these people, there's no way you're acting like attorneys. There's no way that you're trying to skirt the laws. You're basically just advising people and giving them information and insight where to go and what to think about, what to use in their own cases.
Right, yeah. I tell them what I would do if I was them, you know, and I show them what the laws say. I give them the rules of court, you know. I show them how the system works, you know, and then I tell them, you know, well, if I was you, this is what I would do.
Right, absolutely. Well, one thing that we do, and I talk about this all the time, I've been doing this now since April of 2012, and I've been dealing with people contacting me after the show saying, hey, I got a problem with my unemployment insurance, or I got a problem with my liquor license, or I got a problem with, you know, friend of the court. You know, I've been dealing with this issue for all these years, and I greatly appreciate what you guys have set up. And again, if you guys want, again, the information, just text me family. But the website, I4Institute4FJ.com. Institute4FamilyJustice.com is the website. Jonathan's number, 231-330-6825. So just text me family, and I'll send you this information. You guys can go to the website, the number 4FJ.com. You got information there. You can donate online. You can mail them a check. The address is there. And Jonathan, we appreciate everything you guys are doing, and we'll be in touch.
Great. Thanks, Randy. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Final segment of hour number two today. Short break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
All up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Got a couple of text messages during the interview and break with Jonathan Deek, Institute for Family Justice. Randy, years ago, we had these issues going through my divorce. I wish Jonathan and the guys were around back then. He said, I spent over $50,000 with my attorney fighting with my ex-wife over the custody of our children. We ended up with physical custody going to her, but actual joint custody. Finally had the opportunity to have a say as to which schools they went to, which doctors they went to, even which dentist. That's how petty she was, angry about the divorce, used my kids against me, and to this day, one of my children won't talk to me. All because of what we went through over the divorce. You know, family dysfunction. I know divorce rate is very high in this country. One thing that I hope and pray is that we can get to a point in our society where young people get married, sometimes too young. I understand, totally get it. Or maybe perhaps they're not young, real young people, but they end up getting married. But I firmly believe that this no-fault divorce system has made it too easy for people to divorce. Now, I understand infidelity. I understand cheating. I understand that people, you know, have their hearts broken, destroyed because of one of the people in the marriage is unfaithful. I get that. But we have got to start working in this society, showing our young people that we care about them, we care about the nuclear family, and do everything we can to help people through a rough patch in their marriage. It takes work, it takes commitment, it takes an absolute loyalty to your spouse. I put my wife, Vicky, before myself. We're going to be celebrating next month, August 16th. We are going to be celebrating 41 years this woman's put up with me. And I thank God for every day. And if you elevate your wife, you put her on a pedestal, she is the queen of your world, she'll reciprocate. Women, if you put your husband first in your life, he'll reciprocate. It's something that we need to strive for. It's something we need to work for. But if a situation arises and one of the spouses is unfaithful to the other, people need to forgive. Not necessarily forget, but need to forgive. We need to get to a point where we have counseling, we have pastors, we have marriage counseling, whatever it is to take care of this mental health disorder, whether it's porn, whether it's an actual physical affair, whatever the situation is, we've got to do everything we can as a society to try to keep the families together. Kids need to see it. If one of the spouses is unfaithful, the kids are going to find out, especially if they go through divorce. Well, your dad was unfaithful to me, so I'm divorcing him. Women, stop and think about this. Men, stop and think about this. Is this something that you want your children to see? Is this something you want your children to have to deal with? What are you teaching your kids about being a good husband or a good wife? I had a psychologist tell me one time, by the time we're 5 years old, boys have watched their dad as a role model on how to be a husband and how to be a father. Little girls, by the time they're 5 years old, they have learned from their mother as a role model on how to be a wife and how to be a mother. The question is, he says, Randy, could your dad have been happily married to Vicky's mother? And I stopped and thought about it, and I said, no way. I don't think that would be a successful marriage. And he said, so you need to stop and understand you're not your dad, and Vicky's not her mother. You are two adults now with your own life experiences. You need to be you. She needs to be her. And work together at this marriage. Remove your dad from your brain. And Vicky, remove your mother from your brain. You guys are individuals. You are unique. You are God's creatures. And you need to work this out. We need this kind of information to be shared with others. Let's keep the families together. Let's not go through divorce. That's my hope and prayer. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, NutriSystem in 2000.